Okay, we're on Chof Ches Ahmed Aleph from where we just left off, which was, where was it? Yeah, so it's about 12 lines down or so, 12 or 15 lines down. In the middle of the, it says Amar Rav Yosef. Now, the halacha is ke Rebbe Yeshua. The halacha follows Rebbe Yeshua. So Rebbe Yeshua just said you can weigh one piece of meat against another piece of meat on a scale on Yom Tov. So the halacha follows that. Why is Rav Yosef paskin like Rebbe Yeshua? Hoyel, since the Tanan B'Bechoyros, we've got a Mishnah in Bechoyros Kavase, just like Rebbe Yeshua, so we're going to paskin like him. The Tanan, we have, this is the Mishnah. Psulia Mukdoshim. Someone's got a psule, has a psul in his korban, right? So now you can't bring it as a korban. So what do you have to do? You have to poide it, okay? And then once you've poide it, you can you take the money and you buy a new korban with it. Now the hanason is the hekdesh, and the money goes to hekdesh. Right, so as soon as this Rashi points out, they skip out the beginning of the Mishnah, but the point is that as soon as the Hekdesh is getting the money over here, yeah, therefore you're allowed to actually sell it in the marketplace, and you're allowed to weigh it. You can do whatever's needed, even though, yeah, to maximize the money for Hekdesh, even though it is is on the account of a bit of Bizayon Kodshim over here, because there are restrictions. What, even once someone has been poisoned an animal, yeah, you can't shave its fur, you can't its hair or whatever, you can't milk it. Certain things you're not allowed to do with it. There are restrictions, but we're lenient over here to sell it in the marketplace because of the financial gain for Hekdesh. So that's specifically with general korbanos like a shlamim or an oiler or certain things like that who got a mumin. But what happens at a bechor, and also Rashi puts in also ma'aser behema, who gets the money for that? Yeah, these you can't be poida a bechor that has a mum on it, right? We've been learning about this. Yeah, what happens if a bechor has a mum? So the kohen gets to eat it, right? It doesn't have to bring another korban in its place, right? So who gets the money? The kohen. Or with, let's say, Ma'aser Behema, the same thing. Someone gave his 10th animal, right, for a korban, yeah, and then they found it had a mum on it, right? So you can't point to that. You can eat it now, yeah? And since the money's with the Baalim, you're not allowed to basically take it to the marketplace and say, hey, before meat for sale, right? You have to do it. You sell it out of your house. Yeah, and you do it mona on v'shoiklin, mona kenegan mona b'chor. You do the mona kenegan mona method, right? You weigh it against another piece of meat, which sounds like very much like Rabbi Yeshua.
Why are you weighing it?
To sell it. You can sell it. It's a household sale.
Oh.
But you're not allowed, right? You're not allowed to do it in an industrial mechach or memkardik way. So it has to be done from home. And weighed in this method. So you see over here that basically weighing such a method is basically unusual. It's not uvdin d'chol, and they're permissible. And so too, yeah, that's like Rabbi Yeshua. So we see that this is an accepted opinion, and that's why Rabbi Yosef is passing. The halacha is like that. So just as you can measure with a bechor that got a mum in it, and you want to sell it off from your house, you can do a mono keneg mono. So too, you could, on Yom Tov, you could measure with your friends, split up with a mona keneged mona.
This is talking about on Yom Tov?
No, it's nothing to do with Yom Tov.
Nothing to do with Yom Tov?
No.
But I thought before you just give it to the country while you're selling it.
No, the bechor, his skin.
Oh.
He doesn't have any money. He's a popular kohen, very, very charismatic, and he has 5 bechors. Yeah, and people are giving to him, but he doesn't have any money for anything else. So
yes. Now, why are we learning from this case, which is not on Yom Tov, the fact that on Yom Tov you can weigh?
Well, that's basically very good. That's going to be the answer. How can you compare? But the point is that you're not allowed to. Over here, the contrast is that with a normal kodshim, right? Then where the money goes to Hekdesh, you can allow to do the normal way.
Right.
Yeah, but with a bechor, which there's no benefit hekdesh, we change it, we do it different. So since we do it different, that allows it.
Right.
So it's over here, basically. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it in the normal way. So you do it different, so it allows it. So that's the comparison. Okay, so Amale Abaye, but so comes along Baye, right? He's going to say, so Vadilma Loye, perhaps it's different. Perhaps you cannot compare the cases. Yeah, Ad Kan Lo Koma, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua only said, so Rabbi Yeshua was the one who was talking about the Yom Tov case, measuring one piece of meat against another piece of meat on a scales. Yehacha ella deleka bizayon kochim. There's no what's the word? Bizayon.
Desecration
of kochim over here. There's no right. So therefore he allows it. Aval hosum, but over there, yeah, the ikah bizayon kochim. There's some kind of desecration of the kochim. Yeah, lo, he would not allow it because you're not allowed to, you know, act like that with kochim. So that's one thing. So maybe Rabbi Yeshua would not agree with the Chachamim. And the flip side also, Inami ad kan loy kamri rabbanon, the rabbanon of Bechoirus only say over here, hosom elamishum delo michsi. It doesn't look ke'uvdin dechol. If you sell right in your from your household, yeah, with this mona kenegan mona, right, that you're weighing meat against meat, that doesn't look like uvdin dechol. Rashi points out because what were you doing over here? You're selling. And people don't sell like that, so it's unusual. But of Al Hacha, in the case of Rebbe, Rebbe Chia and Rebbe Shimba, I can't remember. Yeah, and those people over there, what were they doing? They were partners, and they were splitting it up. So that's a chalukah. That's when you divide things. Sometimes you would divide things. You know, I mean, you put your piece of meat on that side, I put my piece of meat on that side. So that is the norm. So you're not actually chaining from the norm. So therefore, maybe it's also. I mean, if you're selling by and you do it in this way, it's not normal. But this is the normal way of splitting up. So therefore, about hacha michzik of the dechol, lo wouldn't allow it. Now that was it basically. So we just. Basically, Rav Yosef said, I'll bring you a proof that Halacha is that of Yeshua, because you've got a mission in Bechoros. And then Abaye said, wait a second, maybe they're not the same, you cannot compare. Okay, now this is just a bit of like a historical, the story doesn't make sense over here, right? This is like you don't really need this for the sugya. Yeah, but we're bothered. Yeah, Lameimra, is that to say, Dekapti, the particular on one another, a Hadadi? Yeah, meaning, these two people, it was Rebbe Chia and Rebbe Shimon Barebi, right? That was the people who split up this meat, Manaka Negad Mana and Yom Tov. But why have they been so finicky over here? Why did you say, hey, you take that bit, I'll take this bit? Yeah? Hahanu She Benisa, these seven fish, to Osu Lebe Rebbe, they came to the house of Rebbe, who was the Nossi. I suppose people used to bring him gifts. Yeah? The Ishtachach, and then the Rebbe says, you know, I don't want them. You guys can take them. And he spoke to his son, to Rebbe Shimba Rebbe is the son of Rebbe, and also to Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia was a Talmud of Rebbe. We see Rebbe Chia a lot with Rebbe, and there was seven fish. The Ishtekach, and it was found Chamesh Minayu, five of them, Bei Rebbe Chia, in the house of Rebbe Chia. Basically, he got the bigger portion. He got five out of seven. Yeah, but look, copied Rebbe Shimba Rebbe, and he wasn't angry. Rebbe Shimba Rebbe, he didn't say, hey, he's my father. Yeah, why is he getting more than me? He didn't say anything like that. So you see, yeah, they don't mind. They don't mind. He gets more. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. So why over here they're being so particular? You know, they're getting the scales out. And, well, you know, because that's even trying to make sure that one doesn't get any more than the other. So this story doesn't make sense with their relationship, their wonderful relationship they had. So as the Gemara true, Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, too, it can't be, the story must be, Shoddy, throw Gavra Ben Ayu, so throw someone else into the picture. Yeah, basically, it wasn't really like this, we'll see. So the pair was different, meaning we're going to, E Rebbe Chia. If you want to say Rebbe Chia was for sure there, then it must be, yeah, it must be, Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi. Instead of Rebbe Shimon Rebbe, it was really Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi. Okay, so then, and they were not so close. Yeah, or alternatively, if you want to say that Rebbe Shimon Rebbe was there, so who was the other person? It's Bar Kappara. And Bar Kappara was there, and so there was a funny relationship over there in the Nossi's house with Bar Kappara. He's an interesting person, Rav. Okay, now, next, Mishnah. Ein Mashkizin es a sakin biyomtiv. You can't sharpen your knife on yomtiv. Okay, sharpening knives, don't do that on Erev Yom Tov. Aval, Messiah, but you can like lift it upon, Al Gabei Chaverta, up on its friend. Meaning you do that, right, the knives, you know that, whatever you do, yeah, I've got it down, I haven't really done it, but I've seen people do it, you know, the knife upon the knife to sharpen it. Okay, because that's not the norm. Meaning, I suppose it is normal, but for the professionals, they don't do that. They get the wetting stone, or whatever they do. That's okay. So now, Amar Rav Huna says, Rav Huna, Lo Shonu, that we said that it's Osa, yeah, Ela B'Mashchezes is a wetting stone. Is that how you say it? A wetting stone? I think it's a sharpening stone. Sharpening stone. Okay, Shel Evan. A sharpening stone, Shel Evan. Okay? All right? Yeah, a stone. Yeah, very good. Thank you, Gil. A knife sharpener, yeah, shall eat, if made out of wood, it would be permissible.
Yeah,
because that's it doesn't really do much, right? Fine, good. So that was the statement of Rav Huna. Rav Huna was qualifying the Mishnah, and now we're going to have a statement qualifying Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said two things, yeah. First, he qualified. He says, that we say is prohibited in the Mishnah, yeah, to sharpen on the sharpening, with the sharpening implement, yeah, it's specifically stone, but if it will be wood, it will be okay. Okay, now we're going to say, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, had Amar, that you said, Rav Huna, shall even also, if it will be a sharpening stone, made of stone, yeah, also, lo omron, we only say that ela lechadada, to sharpen it. But aval lahavir shanuniso, but if you're just using it to clean off the gunk, the slimy gunk, then it would be mutter. So Rashi says it's just like you're just basically using it as you're cleaning it. You're not sharpening it, right? So basically, you can use your sharpening stone to clean off the slime. Okay, michalal. So we can make it. The Gemara makes an inference from this. Yeah, the Michel 8. So if it would be the other case, and the Shell 8 that we said is normally mutter, yeah, a filu lechadada, therefore you will be even allowed to sharpen it. Because that's what we're saying. The case is talking about it sharpening, right? You're not allowed to sharpening with your sharpening stones made of stone, but you can do the wood, right? We're talking about it's a case of sharpening. So you can see you can even sharpen with a wooden one. Nami Mutter. That is going on Rav Huna.
Yeah, I would not
have
thought anything else.
Okay, let's look at the. But some people say, Ikida Amri, Ikida Masni La Sefer. Some people teach it upon the Sefer. Okay? Meaning the statement of Amarav Yud Amarav, right, is going on what Rav Huna said. Okay, was it Amarav Yud Amarav Shmuel probably, though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
because it makes sense, Rav. Yeah, Bashel eats mutter. When Rav Huna said Bashel eats his mutter, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, had Amar Bashel eats mutter. That you said that if it's wood, it's going to be permissible. Lo Amon El Lahavia. That was only when he was talking about Lahavia Shamnu Nisa, when you want to basically clean it off, right? So you can only do it, the wooden one, to clean it off. Oh, so right, a vial lechadada, but to sharpen, if, I don't know how you're going to do it, but to sharpen on the wood sharpener, yeah, for knives, is going to be awesome. Or we're going to do the same thing. Michlal, we can make a deal, says the Gemara. The Bishel Evan, if it will be the stone, then a filu lahavir shamnunisa, also, even if you want to remove the fact is going to be also just the way it was said. It's just going to work back. Okay, right now, ikad masnila. Now, basically, we do the same thing, but the thing that working off is the Mishnah. Ikad masnila amasnisin. Some people say the statement of Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, yeah, wasn't said on what Rav Huna said. It was said directly on the Mishnah, which we're going to see. We're going to quote the Mishnah, and then we're going to qualify it with Amar Rav Yehuda. Amishmul. Now, quote, yeah, Ein mashchizin es a sokin b'yomtov. You can't sharpen your knife on yomtov. Okay, that was a quote from the Mishnah. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo shanu that, we only taught el lechadada, was to sharpen it. Yeah, aval, lahavir shanu nisa, but in order to remove the fats, is mutter. So the Gemara is going to say mechlal that we can make a diuk. Yeah, the al gabe chaver. So in the case of the Mishnah where you're doing the knife and the knife together, yeah, afilu chada nami mutter. Right, which is basically the same as we said before, which that's what Gil would assume it would mean. Yeah, you can even sharpen it. That's what I think how we understood. But ikidamasni la sefer. Some people learn it the statement of Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel on the sefer of the Mishnah, which is an open quote. Yeah, aval masir al gabi chaverta. You are allowed to scratch your knives together. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel lo shana ella avir sham nisa. That we allow you to do that is only to clean it off. Yeah, but aval lechadda also. But if you wanted to sharpen it, it's going to be also. So says the Gemara Adiyuk, Mechlal, but if it's of a stone, yeah, Afilu Lavi Shamnunisa Osa, even Shamnunisa would be Osa. Okay, we'll stop here.